year ready to get off the hamster wheel?
首先，拉比问我们有多少人已经准备好要离开生命当中的旧循环。
Yeah, praise the Lord.
那他说赞美主，似乎每一个人都已经准备好要采取这样的行动了。
Say this to you, Jesus gave us an instruction that is absolutely so powerful, and I want to say it to you fresh. He said, "Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus."
耶稣给我们一个指示，真的是大有能力。我要重新加强你的印象。就是耶稣告诉我们，要我们以他的心为心。
This mind, so that means that we have a free will. Amen.
这表示我们可以自己决定我们的思维是怎么样的。
We have a free will, and inside the free will, we have a choice to let thoughts come into our mind or not let thoughts come into our mind.
我们可以自己掌控自己的思维，意思是，我可以决定让什么样的想法和意念。进到我的里面来。
You have to let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus.
而耶稣给我们的指示是，以我的心成为你的心，也就是我们愿意去选择以耶稣的想法作为我们的想法。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua, I ask that this word that I'm sharing with you, this is like a word of knowledge, and I believe it's a word of knowledge.To an opportunity to adopt this behavior into your life for you to be able to answer the call and go to the next level in Yeshua's name.
天父，奉耶稣基督的圣名，我恳求你，让今天你所启示我智慧的言语，使听见的人为了可以回应他们的呼召，以及在未来的十年被提升到另外一个层次。领受今天你所启示智慧的言语，做出生命当中的改变，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
So you have eternal thoughts. It's what you think. It's your self-talk.
我们每个人都有自己的信念和想法，这些来自自我的说服。
Some of you, like for myself, I actually talk to myself. I'm not crazy.
你们当中也许有些人像我一样。会与自己的内在对话，这不是我们的神经有问题。
You're not hearing me. I self-talk. But I learned to self-talk a lot of years ago, actually before I was a believer. Because I knew that if I didn't change my thoughts by speaking things out, then my thoughts would not change.
拉比说，你可能还没有抓到我和我自己内在对话的用意。事实上，这样子自己说服自己的方式，是远在我得救之前就学会的一个技巧。因为我发现，如果我不借着对我的内心说话，有意识的去改变我的想法，那么我的内在信念就不会改变。
Pastor Randy knows what I'm talking about. We went through a lot of the similar training in corporate world.
此时，拉比就对台下的兰迪牧师说：“兰迪牧师知道我在说什么，因为过去我们在职场。”在企业界受了许多这样子的装备。
So you wonder why people accelerate in the corporate world is because they transform because they change their thoughts.
所以你在职场上可以看到一些职场上的精英，他可以不断的被提升，那是因为他的转变是来自改变内在的想法和信念。
How many know that people at one level in society think different than another level?
你们是否有认知，社会上不同阶层的人，他的想法是不一样的。
See, but the key is for us as believers is the scripture says, as a man thinks, so he is. So if you have a thought, then what happens is that thought travels across the eternal thought, across a bridge, and it becomes an external reality because you say it.
这些展现在我们做信徒身上的，就像箴言23:7说，因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。也就是你所言所行展现出来的，就是你的内在想法。
And how many know that the scripture says you have what you say?
在马可福音11:23这里说，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
But the thing is that a lot of times, and this is a word for you, you need to make a decision that over the next 10-year era,that you're going to adopt this behavior.
今天当我将这个智慧的言语的启示带给你的时候， 就是你要决定你要不要为了未来十年这个季节领受这个智慧的言语，以它来做出调整和改变。
If you're going to make the change, this is, listen, I'm going to be doing a lot of teaching on this, and I've done a lot of teaching on this, but you need to know that the bridge from eternal thoughts to external reality to deliverables is words.
过去我曾经这样教导过，未来我也会有更多这样子的教导。但是这些教导的核心都在于，你口中的言语是使你的内在信念能够实际上展现在你外在生命的关键。
It's words.
是的，就是你口中的言语。
I've never understood. Listen, I'm not political. I didn't go to seminary. But I was always amazed when I saw different people attacking. Now understand, you're looking at a corporate guy. I come out of the corporate world. I never understood why the church attacked the word of faith people.So as a new believer, when I heard this, I thought, what are you guys talking about?
那么因为提到话语的关键性，拉比就说，他自己是从企业的背景，而不是从神学院出来的。早年当他在职场得救之后，他听到教会批评有信心的人口中所说的话的时候，就觉得百思不解。
And I just didn't understand, like,Why are your thoughts so negative about what somebody says when the scripture clearly says you have what you say?
拉比说，当时我想，如果按照经文上所说，你因为相信所说出来的话就会成就，那么这些批评他话语的人为什么要这么负面呢？
But it's deeper than that.
但是这远比我们从字面所解读的意义更深。
It's not about you speaking it that makes it happen. It has to be in the root of your internal thoughts that you actually believe it.
因为不是你说了它就会发生，而是你所说的是根深蒂固在你想法里，也就是你所宣告的是你里面坚不可摧的信念。
That's the transformation when Jesus says, and all things shall become new. Because see, our thoughts are connected.To our mind, our will, and emotions.
因为我们内在的思维是跟我们的情感、情绪、意志有关。所以耶稣说，若有人在他里面，会发生一个转变，就是变成一个新造的人。因为旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
So when we pray Psalm 103, and we say, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name.When we say that, we're saying that this mind, will, and emotions would actually bless, which means to come in agreement with what the word says.
这是在诗篇103篇所说的，我的心啊，你要称颂神，凡在我里面的都要称颂主的圣名。那么诗人指在我里面的是指什么呢？就是我的情绪、情感。意志都要来称颂神，而他所表达的就是我的情感、情绪、意志和我的信念都要认同主所说的话。
And we're here at the Feast of Tabernacles, and I'm bringing this closing word of knowledge, and it's a prophetic word of knowledge because it's really going to be the key to whether or not you prosper in the next 10 years or not.
拉比说，在祝棚节节期的最后。我要告诉你们这些智慧的言语，其实它是非常具有先知性的，因为它关乎着你未来的纪元当中能不能活出昌盛的生命。
It's not my opinion, that's science's opinion and the word of God's opinion. And most of the time I have found that science and the word actually agree. It's people's interpretation that causes them to fight.
而这不是我个人的意见，这是来自科学的佐证，以及神的话互相的印证。而我发现科学和神的话语是互相印证的。大部分我们发现科学反对神的话语的时候，是因为人的解释所造成的。
So I just want to just say this, that we have family values that are internal. And so I went ahead and listed some family values that are actually in my family that I actually had to unlearn.
而这些根植在我们里面的内在信念，很多都是来自于原生家庭。拉比说，接下来我要将那些来自我的原生家庭，根植在我里面，我必须重新导正的内在信念，作为例子来和你们分享。
I had to unlearn them. I can tell you that if I would have kept those family values that I was raised with in my family, I have a beautiful adoptive family, very positive. My mother was like Mrs. Positive. But at the same time, we say things that create thoughts that block our blessings from manifesting.
其实从小收养我的家庭很棒，我的养母也是一个积极正面的女士，只是我们常常挂在嘴上的话，说久了就变成我们坚信不疑的信念，这些想法总是把要临到我们的祝福挡在门外。所以现在我要导正这些在成长环境当中放在我里面的价值观。
Because they're contrary to God's word.
因为这些想法和信念是不符合神的话。
So we're at Tabernacles, and we know that Jesus was born on the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Word was prophesied about him, that the Word would become flesh and would tabernacle with us.
我们刚刚经过了祝棚节，我们知道借着先知的预言，道成了肉身，丰丰满满的住在我们当中。
So the first thing I want to say is these are some things that we said in my family, but before we do it, can you imagine Jesus on the Feast of Tabernacles standing at the Pool of Siloam saying, it's just too good to be true?
接着拉比就指着在台上他旁边的一个黑板，上面有一个框框写着，等一下他要和我们分享，从他原生家庭而来，根植在他里面必须导正的信念。那么第一句话他们常说的就是，这太好了，这不可能是真的啦。于是拉比说，如果你也认同这个想法，那么顺着这个思维，你能不能想象当耶稣在祝棚节站在希罗亚池的旁边的时候，他也说，这太好了吧，我不相信这是真的。
Jesus would never say that.
不，耶稣从来不会这样说。
His word doesn't say that.The word says in many places, in Ephesians 3:20 is what I say, that if you'll become one new man and you walk in unity, that he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think.
耶稣从来没有借着他的话语表达出这种想法。相反的，从圣经当中很多地方我们可以看到，耶稣觉得凡事都可能。比如借着以弗所书3:20，我常常说，当我们以一个新人的身份合一的时候，耶稣透过我们所做的事情是超过所求所想的。
He doesn't say it's too good, there's a limit.
耶稣不会用啊，这太好了，不可能这样子的思维来限制所要成就的事。
But if you were raised saying it's too good to be true, in fact, in my family, if it's too good to be true, then you know it's fake.If someone tries to sell you something and it's too good to be true, it's because it's a lie. That was programmed in me.
就像我成长的时候根深蒂固在我里面的想法，就是这么好的事情不可能发生在我身上的。就像有人要推销又好又便宜的东西给我们，我们就会想那一定是骗人的。而从小在我的家中大家这样说的话，就成了我里面的想法。
But in my eternal thoughts, what I think, then if I say it, and then the Lord wants to bring me a blessing or a miracle that's too good to be true, my thought, internal thought, is blocking it from being able to manifest into my external reality.
那么不但我的内在信念是这样子，而且我还把它挂在嘴上。那么当神要给我超过所求所想的祝福或者是神迹的时候，我原来还没有改变的这种内在的信念会拦阻这些超过所求所想的祝福或者是神迹启示发生在我的生命中。
And then you're just constantly at an altar call. And you get laid, hands laid on, you go in the water, you do this, you sow the seed, and you never have any improvement because no one told you what I'm telling you now.
这样的人就会在每一次牧者呼召谁需要被祷告请到祭坛前来的常客，那么当你到了台前，也有人为你按手为你祷告，你去参加了敬礼，也撒下你的种子，但是你的问题没有进展，你的诉求也没有果效，那是因为之前没有人把今天这些智慧的言语告诉你。
See, I know you're spiritual and you want spiritual results. So I'm actually giving you the formula to get unstuck.
拉比说我清楚你灵里的状况，你想要在灵里彻底的解决这些问题，所以我要给你脱离泥沼的方法。
Oh, it can't be that easy.
接着蜡笔指着黑板上从小他在家里常听到的一些话，成为根植在他思维里面的内在想法。比如家人会说，这怎么可能这么轻易呢？
Why? Because you were told like me, you gotta work hard.
为什么呢？因为从小他们就告诉我要努力工作。
Listen, I'm not against hard work. I personally am borderline workaholic type A. I like to work.
蜡笔说，听着，我一点都不反对努力工作，反而因为我的个性是一个目标导向的人，这让我热衷于工作，几乎像是一个工作狂。
I'm not against it.
所以我一点都不反对努力工作。
But you need to understand is, what if the Lord wants to send you a witty invention? What if you've been praying and the Lord said he's going to 10x you, your finances? Just as an example.
让我打一个比方，比如神回应你的祷告，他要以赐给你一个机智的发明，使你的财富可以增加十倍。
Well, could it be the fact that if it's easy...And it doesn't involve hard work, that your internal thoughts are actually blocking the external reality of you receiving an inheritance.
那么可不可能根植在你里面内在的想法是，我不可能这么容易就得到这个产业的，所以你不相信，也没有去领受神赐给你这个机智的发明，因为你说哪有这么简单？这就是你让你内在的思维拦阻了祝福彰显在你外在的生命中。
Because what's happened is your mind says, I will only receive, if it can't be that easy, only in hard work and suffering will I receive an abundance. Otherwise, I eternalize and feel like I've robbed somebody.
你根深蒂固内在的思维就是架构在哪有这么简单，所以你认为只有工作到流血流汗，你才会致富，你才会长生。否则不是在这种状况之下所得到的财富都会让你的里面觉得你所得到的产业或财富好像是非分之财。
What if the Lord's actually multiplying you?
但如果神定义要倍增你呢？
Because see what happens is you've got to trade these eternal thoughts to the way the Lord thinks.
所以你得用神的想法来取代你里面不符合神的内在思维。
We're going to do that in a minute.
等一下，我们马上就要来进行。
So how about this one? That's life. Things don't always work out.
让我们再来看看这句，是我小时候常听到的一句话。它是这样说的：事情不会尽如人意的，这就是生活啊。
That's why I preach the message that your plan B is killing you.
针对这点，我讲过一篇信息，是关于你的备用计划会扼杀你的。
As long as you have that card in your hand, that life, things don't work out, well, guess what? If it's in your eternal thought that it won't, you'll speak it, and guess what? You're doomed, it won't work out for you.
如果你里面的想法就是，啊，事情不顺利，这就是人生嘛，然后你也常常这样子说，那么你就真的会这么悲惨，每一件事情都很不顺利。
So what has to happen, and you ask, you know, Pastor Randy, he's in sales and been one of the top salespersons in large corporations, moving millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, and have trained hundreds and thousands of salespeople probably in his life, like I did in my past life. And I can tell you that until I can get them to buy in their eternal thoughts to where they start saying what the vision is, then the reality won't happen.
所以我们该怎么办呢？蜡笔说，我们可以问兰迪牧师，因为他所做的事情就像我在前半生所做的事情一样，就是在大企业当中作为一个业绩最好的业务员，他经手数以千万百万的生意，并且要负责训练业务员。那么他一定很同意，一个好的业务员能够把产品卖得好，他必须认同他所卖的产品，并且把他说的头头是道。否则他什么都卖不出去。
You cannot correct a man corrected against his will or a woman is of the same opinion still. So they can be for you and say it, but you have to understand that this right here, this is science, but this is also very scriptural.
所以如果你强迫某个人做某件事，并不意味他们真的认同，所以他们可以在你的面前口是心非。蜡笔说，但是你要知道，今天我所带给你智慧的言语关于要改变你内在的信念和思维，是符合经文，也是符合科学的。
So what has to happen is you need to have for the next 10 years, one of your goals. Actually, what I'm talking about here is what we would call inner healing.
而我们在这里所谈的算是内在医治的范畴。所以当你为你的未来十年定定你的成长目标的时候，你要把这个当做一个目标。
Because what happens is all of this is contrary to this.
拉比指着黑板上写着小时候家里常说的话，变成根植在他里面内在的想法，都是和神的真理背道而驰的。
You can't go into the courts of heaven and back up this.
在天上的法庭，你没有办法用这些与圣经的经文互相违背的信念所说出来的话用来支持你。
I can tell you this and more.
那么除了我列在黑板上的这些还有更多呢。
Like some of you need to stop saying this. Oh my gosh, that is horrible. That makes me sick.
比如说你们有些人要停止说，哇我的天，那个好可怕。它真让我倒胃口。
Well, it will.
如果你是这种想法，而且你这样说，那么它就会发生。
You just cursed yourself with a word curse.
因为你刚刚用不好的话咒诅了你自己。
And it's like, well, that's what we say.
可是这却是我们常常挂在嘴巴上的。
Well, he's hell bent on that. Well, that's not such a good thing to say either.
我们说，哎，这个人冥顽不灵，死脑筋。这样子的说法也不是很好。
Well, I'll be damned.
啊，我完蛋了。
Well, you are.
如果这是你的口头禅，那么你就会变成这样子。
Come on now, you need to go through the list before the end of Tabernacles, which is Sunday night, and you need to say what internal thoughts are in my family line.
拉比说，在安息日的时候，你要好好的想想，并且列出来你从小长大的环境当中。有什么是根深蒂固在你的内在信念当中，但是却是与圣经告诉我们的是不符合的。
You know, God bless your family, but I can tell you, and I could do it with a good accent, with my dad and with Vernon and all, you know, with us. I mean, we got multiple dads. Being an orphan, I've got the biological, the adoptive, and the father-in-law, and all of them have a long list of thoughts, you know, and all of them are in heaven right now saying, yeah, we taught him everything he knows, and yeah, and a lot of it I'm trying to unlearn right now.
阿比说，我知道你成长的环境，你的家是被神祝福的，但是就像我自己，作为一个被收养的孤儿，我有很多父亲，我包括我的生父、养父，还有我的岳父。到现在，我都可以精准地学习他们说某句话的口音，而且因着他们，我所列出来，因为他们对我的影响，变成我的内在思维和我所说的话，是与圣经不符合的，有一大箩筐。
And all of them were cussers, so you can't really like put cussing into this.
那拉比就说很多都是骂人的话，所以我没有办法把它写在黑板上。
So what has to happen is you have to exchange these on the trading floor, but you actually have to not just do it. Oh, I'm going to be spiritual and I'm going to do it tonight and it's over. No, you have to make a decision for the rest of your life that you're going to actually guard your thoughts and eternal thoughts to think like the Bible says.
所以我们要采取的行动就是把我们列出来的这些话还有内在的想法带到天上法庭。一一的用圣经当中相应对的真理来置换它，但是拉比提醒我们，不要觉得要很属灵，今天晚上要完成这些事，而是你要做一个决定，在你这一生当中，你都要以圣经的真理来护卫你内在的思维。
And say what the Bible says.
要让圣经的真理成为你口中的话语。
Because what happens is when the eternal thought comes, you need to say, "Ooh, I can't believe I said that. Lord, forgive me. Your word says."
因为当你说出过去那种内在思维所影响你说出来的话，你会立刻警觉说，哇，我怎么会这样说？然后去向神悔改，接着你要宣告神的话来逆转它。
Oh Lord, it's too good to be true. Oh, your Lord, your word says through James that a double-minded man should not expect to receive anything from God.
比如你过去内在的想法是，不可能有这么好的事情啦。但是现在你知道这个想法是不对的，因为圣经说一个心怀二意的人不要想从主得到什么。
I am not double-minded. There is nothing that's too good.
所以我要宣告我不是心怀二意的人，在主没有难成的事。
all good and perfect gifts come from you, Lord. That's what I think.
主啊，因为雅各书一章十七节告诉我们，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的。
That's what I think. That's what I say. I put it into my eternal thoughts. I claim it. I seal it, and it is my reality.
现在开始，我要这样想，我要这样说，我要以这个真理成为我内在的想法。我要这样子诉求它，封存它。以至于它会彰显在我实际的生命中。
You're going to have to discipline yourself.
你要开始约束你内在的思维以及你所说的话。
It can't be that easy.
比如在我成长的环境当中，我所被灌输的思维模式是，这不可能这么简单的，哪有这么容易。
Oh Lord, it is, for your word says. Gosh, I felt like Bishop Paul for a minute. The Bible says, my burden.
拉比说，来自非洲 Togo 的保罗主教，他会这样说：圣经上说，主的担子是容易的，他的轭是轻省的。
I praise God.
哦，赞美主。
You're gonna have to choose the scriptures that fit you.
你得去找出那些逆转你内在思维的圣经经文。
That's life. Things don't always work.
比如这句，生活总是不尽如人意。
Says all things work together for the good of those who love God and called according to His purposes.
对于原先这样的想法，你要说不，因为在罗马书八章二十八节告诉我，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Oh, come on, give the Lord a shout.
我们给神一个呼喊。
So this is your assignment for the next 10 years.
所以这就是我们未来十年的任务。
You need to identify in your crazy family. I've already identified. I couldn't bring all of mine in here because some of them are not speakable, but also that I would have to have had a much, like a billboard. Because we had creative family members.
拉比就指指黑板上这个框框里面，他所举以他成长环境的原生家庭当中带给他他需要去逆转的内在信念。他说，我列在黑板上的只是凤毛麟角，我如果要把它全部列完，可能要像一个广告牌这么大的板子。我这样说的意思就是，你也要去列举出你受到过去成长的环境或者是任何状况的影响，根植在你内在思维里面不符合圣经真理的想法以及常说的话。
But over 33 years, I have learned to get rid of these eternal thoughts and get His word. I need His word.
重生得救以后的这33年当中，我真的很需要神的话语来取代在我里面这些过去的想法。我真的很需要神的话语。
And that creates a bridge to my deliverables of my external reality, and I'm saying things.
因为我顺着我内在的思维和我的信念所说出来的话，会彰显在我外在的生命中。
And what happens is, it usually takes 30 to 90 days for you canceling this for it to become a reality.
通常用神的真理来置换旧的想法和所说的话，到彰显在外在的生命中会需要一个月到三个月不等的时间。
But you have to start someplace.
但你总得开始做这些事。
Husbands and wives and prayer partners, you need to be able to make people accountable. You need an accountable so that when you speak it out.
拉比说，对于夫妻之间也好，或者是作为祷告的同伴，针对这些你都要开始采取行动了，因为你要让你所说出来的话是信得过的。
Share with you, I so guard this for your sake.
我要跟你们分享一件事情，就是为了你们的缘故，我非常严谨的在保守我内在的思维。
But you have to understand, I'm careful. You'd say, oh, the security doesn't let him come down. And listen, I'm not afraid of physically someone attacking me.
拉比提到的是，他每一次在传讲完信息，他很少会逗留在现场。那有人会觉得这是保全的问题，怕有人会袭击他。拉比说，但是我要告诉你们，我很快的离开，并不是因为担心我被袭击。
The Lord's not going to allow someone to physically attack me.
主不会允许有人来攻击我的身体。
We have security, and the security really is for all of us. But it's not about me.
没错，我们在现场有保全人员，但是保全人员是为了保护我们所有的人。
But the reason sometimes I can't come out is because I can look around and see different ones of you, and you've got that. It's that Clint Eastwood. Do 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 do. I can see it.
但是通常我除了上讲台的时间，我不会在会场，那是因为当我思维环顾的时候，我可以洞察出谁用他的眼光正在瞄准我。就像克林·伊斯威特所扮演的警长，他一旦要瞄准谁的时候，就会有一个特别的音乐出现，而当有人锁定我的时候，我可以察觉。
And I knowThat after I refresh myself and I get filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and I'm actually getting built up and healed myself. Because I can't do this unless I'm healed myself. I know that after the Lord heals me, if I come down,
我知道我唯有被主医治，我才能站在这里服侍你们。但是就在主医治我、更新我之后，当我环顾台下，我看到有人锁定我。我知道，如果我下到台下，我就会被锁定我的人抓住。
嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟 ，Your life story， 嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟 ，In great detail， 嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟 ，You don't know about forgiveness， you wanna talk。
拉比唱的这首歌就是说，这个锁定我的人抓住我。就会把他的生命故事一股脑的倒给我，然后告诉我他没有办法原谅，他只是反复的在说这些。
And I, these aren't trash cans.
拉比就指着自己的耳朵说，可是我的耳朵不是垃圾桶。
I am not going to lose everything the Lord just gave me here because of one person so that tomorrow I have nothing to give to my family because you vomited all over me something that's under the blood.
我不想听是因为我不想失去。神在这个讲台上面，在耶稣的宝血之下给我的一切，只因为一个人把他的垃圾倒给我，好像呕吐在刚刚我在台上传讲信息的时候，主同时对我的建造。那么明天我要拿什么去服侍人呢？
I exit stage right.
我保护这一切的方式就是在结束之后，我就从台上直接离开。
Oh, he's this. No, because I can see.And it's like somehow you have this great urge that somehow if you tell me something, you're going to get healed. It doesn't work that way.
拉比说，这一直都是我的秘密，但是你们对我的快速离开总是有这样的猜测或那样的想法。不是的，现在我就告诉你们，因为在台上我看着你们的时候，我就知道，有的人到达一个迫切性，他会觉得他把一切告诉我，他就会被医治，但这想法是错误的。
You actually put it out into the atmosphere, actually makes it grow like fertilizer. Stop it!
你用说的方式来解决你问题的结果，会让你把自己放在一个火上加油的环境中，你的问题会像加了油的火苗一样更畅旺。
Stop it!
不要再这样做了。
Stop it!
停止这样做。
Get out of the habit.
不要再有这样的习惯。
Eternal thought is causing you to have an external reality that you have to always constantly talk about bad stuff so that your mind, will, and emotion won't line up with the power of the Holy Spirit.
你里面有一个想法，这个想法表现在外在，就是你会一直去说你生命当中不好的事，但这时你的情绪、情感、意志没有办法对齐圣灵的大能。
The Holy Spirit and the infilling of the Holy Spirit only happens when your eternal thoughts line up with this.
圣灵要充满你的前提，是你内在的思维要对齐圣经当中的经文。
Oh, come on, give the Lord a shout.
我们给主一个呼喊。
So your family values have to be values of quoting scripture.
所以一个家庭当中的价值观在于 我们引用并宣告圣经的经文。
I love scripture memorization.
拉比就说我很喜欢背诵经文。
I love praying scripture because not only does it effective in the courts when we contend.
我喜欢用经文来祷告，因为这不光使我们在天上法庭的祷告是大有果效的。
But the angels of the Lord hearken unto the word of God. They come responsible for it.
同时天使也是留心听神的话语，他们的责任就是来帮助神话语的成就。
They are actually in covenant contract. Think of the angels as contractors. Once God sends it, signs it, they've got to go.
别忘了，天使也就是这些神的使者，是要来执行神的盟约的。一旦神成立了、签署了、封存了，他们就得出动去执行这个盟约。
They're going to stand before it unless you start trash talking.
除非你开始说一些不该说的话，不然神的使者会执行到底。
And then what happens is the demons come and say they don't believe you can do it. They're not patient. They're not waiting. Hey, wait! You guys got to stop, 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 stop.
因为当你开始说一些不该说的话，魔鬼就会出现。他会告诉神的使者，他们不相信你做得到，他们没有耐心，不想等候。魔鬼用这样的理由去阻止天使继续行动。
I'm going in the courts of heaven. Look at, he's complaining, she's complaining. She's lying, cheating, and stealing, talking about your God. She knows God can't do it. Said it one minute and then doesn't believe it the next. And guess what? It all stops.
接着魔鬼就到天上的法庭去告状。他说这些人不断的抱怨，而且心怀二意。一下觉得神会帮助他们，一下又觉得神做不到。他们又说谎，又窃夺神。魔鬼这么一说，执行任务的天使就都真的停下来了。
Where did it come from? From some internal thought process that you've never dealt with that comes out to be words and kills your blessing every time.
怎么会造成这样子的结果呢？这些根源都来自你里面还没有处理的内在思维。你心里这样想，所以你就说出来，而外显的结果就是你的祝福每一次都被你自己的话扼杀了。
I'm telling you, for the next 10 years, you're going to have to really follow. We're available. I'm going to walk you through this. We're going to do tons of teaching on this.
拉比说，未来的十年，我有许多这方面的教导，我将与你一起走过这段路。
But you need to understand there's a place in the Lord where you say enough is enough.
但是你得知道，在主的里面，你要到一个地步，做一个决定，就是够了就是够了。
And I believe tonight's your night.
我相信你要从这一刻开始。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Part two.
此时拉比把台上的黑板转了一个面，他说
Now I believe this is a defining moment. So you're either going to have a fixed mindset and say I don't like what he's saying and then you're going to avoid what I'm saying. And that's your choice.
拉比说我相信现在是一个决定性的时刻，你可以不喜欢，也可以不接受我告诉你这些智慧的言语，然后不改变你的想法，这是你的选择，我完全尊重你的选择。
I'm putting no pressure.
我不会给你压力。
Someone made a comment to me and said, "Well, I liked it when you were more encouraging." And let me tell you, can I give you a secret? I just gave you the secret why I go out. I'll tell you why I'm not going to be as encouraging, because the day of the cheerleaders is over.
那么有些人会告诉我说，拉比，我比较喜欢你讲鼓励人的信息。拉比说，我刚刚告诉你们，为什么我在一讲完道就会立刻离开，不会逗留在现场的秘密。现在我要再告诉你另外一个秘密，是关于为什么现在我比较少讲鼓励人的信息，因为去当啦啦队队长的日子已经结束了。
If you have to have a cheerleader for a pastor, you've already missed it.
如果你需要一个一直为你打气的牧者，你已经错过了。
You have to understand that you're going to have a faith mindset, and in order to have a faith mindset, you got to get the doubt mindsets out.
此刻的你需要有一个信心的思维，那么为了要有这个信心的思维，你得把那个怀疑的、不信的、心怀二意的思维驱逐出去。
And you need to quit waiting on somebody else to pray it and get it off you. Why don't you meditate on the Lord tomorrow on Shabbat? Go spend about 5 hours and write down things that you say. And guess what? When you respond, your mouth will tell you where it needs to be fixed.
你不要再等别人为你祷告， 使你能够被改变。那比如说，你就利用安息日默想主的时候，花几个小时写下常常反映你内在想法的这些话。那么你知道吗？当你去检视你言语的时候，你会知道哪些部分需要被修正。
So in a defining moment, you've got to make a change. Say, change is here.
See, 在这个被定义的时刻，你要做出改变。我们一起回应神，改变现在就要发生。
You're either going to avoid it and not deal with it, and many will, or you're going to embrace it.
面对这个行动，你只有两种选择，一种就是忽视它，另外一种就是照办。
You just need to make a decision right now. Say, Lord, I'm not too old to change.
所以你可以做一个决定，就是你跟主说，主啊，我还没有老到不能够改变。
And I'm going to embrace it.
我现在就要开始改变。
As soon as you say that, starting probably before you get out of the building, obstacles are going to come and you're going to want to quit.
好，就在我们这样宣告之后，可能聚会结束，你还没有走出这个圣堂，就会开始有困难，然后你就不想改变了。
If you've got a fixed mindset, you'll quit. But if you've got a faith mindset, you're going to push through.
因为如果你的思维是僵化的，碰到困难，你就会放弃。但是如果你有一个信心的思维，碰到困难，你就会想办法去突破。
Say, I'm going to push through.
我们一起说，我会突破。
And Joshua 1:7-8.
约书亚记一章七到八节，神对约书亚说，你只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可以偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去，都可以顺利。这律法书不可以离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Here's Joshua, the young guy, relatively young. Moses is dead.
此时，摩西已经死了，约书亚成为一个年轻的接班人。
See, that's where we are spiritually right now.
这是现在我们在灵里的处境。
Spiritually, where we are, Moses is dead. So to say, Saul's kingdom is dead, and God is shifting the kingdom to David. So there's really a battle between the kingdom of Saul, that which man elected, and David, that which God elected.
我们现在属灵的处境就是摩西死了，扫罗所领导的王国也过去了，神把国给了大卫。在政权转移的时候，就是两个国度的征战。扫罗的国度代表人所选出来的，而大卫的国度则是神所选择的。
If you want to know what's happening in the body of Christ, the battle's going to be the Saulites against the Davids.
所以在基督肢体之间的征战就是反对的人和大卫之间的征战。
The religious against the kingdom. That's the battle.
这是神的国度面对宗教的征战。
And so you're going to have to find out that the Lord is judging the religious, writing in the sand.
神现在正在审判宗教，就像行淫的妇人被抓到耶稣面前，耶稣用指头在沙地上写字一样，他也在那里审判宗教。
He's going to do it, and that's why you want to get those eternal religious mindsets that are you're so familiar and so friendly. You want to get them out of the house.
就是因为神正在审判宗教，所以你要把你内在那些你看来既熟悉又友好的宗教思维除去。
Because I can tell you this, if you think of this like a minivan, you've only got, let's say, 8 seats in the car.
那比如说我做一个比喻，比如你有一个小的箱型车，车子里面只有八个座位。
That minivan's your mind.
那么这个小的箱型车象征着你的思维。
You need to be able to get 8 new thoughts that you can load in the car, and that means any of the old stuff that's in the seat, you've got to bind it and cast it out and not let it back in the car.
那么因为车子里面只有八个座位，所以你要把原来座位上的东西清干净，丢出去，不能让他们再回来，然后让八个新的思维坐上这空出来的八个座位。
You're going to need a full 8 passenger thoughts in your mind, and anything that's just coming along for the ride, just say, not this time, it's got to go.
就像要有八个新的乘客上车，那么任何过去旧的乘客想要上来搭个便车，你就得拒绝他。
Because you got to push through. You got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33.
因为你得突破， 你得先求神的国和神的义，这是在马太福音六章三十三节所说的。
And then in, I think what this says in Matthew 19:26, this isn't possible with man, but it is possible with God.
我们用马太福音六章三十三节的思维，先求神的国和神的义，取代过去我们什么都先求自己的事情这样子的思维，就能带来马太福音十九章二十六节的结果，就是耶稣所说，在人这是不能的，但在神凡事都能。
You have to make a decision right now that you're going to actually sign up for a new rabbi, and that rabbi is Jesus, and you need to say, Rabbi Jesus, you need to become the author and finisher of my faith.
所以现在你要做一个决定，就是你要跟定这位新的拉比，这位新的拉比就是耶稣。然后你要请耶稣成为你信心创始成终的这位作者。
And because it's not possible with man, not even possible with Rabbi Kurt, but it is possible with Rabbi Jesus, and I want that mind and those thoughts.
因为在人是不可能的，甚至拉比·克兰卓也做不到，但是拉比耶稣可以做得到。我要这样的思维跟想法。
Listen, if I can help you and guide you and teach you, that's great, but I'm not the Messiah.
拉比说，听着，如果我可以教导你、带领你，很棒，但是我不是那位受膏者弥赛亚。
But you need to push through, and it's going to take effort. This is going to take work.
所以你得挺过去，而这些都是需要努力的。
And the thing is, you need to understand is you're either going to invest in yourself or you're not.
你可以决定你要投资自己，卯进这个努力当中，或者你不想费力气。
So what happens is when you invest in the effort, if you have a fixed mindset, you become hopeless. Why? Because it doesn't happen quickly.
好，如果说你想努力，但是你的思维、你的信念都是不变的，那你是不可能突破的。为什么呢？因为你的努力不会马上有结果，所以你会变得很绝望。
I can tell you right now, this isn't going to happen quickly.
好，比如说我现在就可以告诉你，我们要努力，但是这些努力不会马上有果效的。
So what happens is with a faith mindset, you got to have a pathway. I'm giving you the pathway.Reset your clock to God's clock. Reset your mind to God's word. Reset your actions to God's anointing, and you will prosper.
但是如果你有一个信心的思维，你会找到突破的通路，因为我正在把通路给你。首先就是你要以神的时间表来重置你的时间分配，然后以神的话语来重置你的思维和信念，以神的恩膏来重置你的行动。然后你就会凡事亨通。
It's that simple. One, two, three.
就是这三个步骤，这么简单。
And at defining moments, guess what? Criticism's gonna come.
哦，但在这个决定的时刻，批评也会随之而来的。
Well, who does she think she is? Who does he think he is?
这个批评会像是，哦，他以为他是谁呀？
Listen, when people say stuff like that, it doesn't happen to me much, but in my head, I immediately say to myself, well, I know who I am.
拉比说我常常听到对我这样子的批评，但是每一次我听到，我就会立刻对我自己说，我知道我是谁。
I don't need you to tell me who I'm not.
我不需要你来告诉我我不是谁。
I'm not for sale. It's sold here. My title deed is in the courts of heaven, in my book, I'm walking it, and that's it.This has been closed a long time ago.
拉比说我的身份很早以前就已经确定了，而且我正在执行在天上的册子所写关于我所要执行的事，这些事情早就定案了。
But what happens is with a fixed mindset, criticism will come and you might ignore it. But I don't ignore criticism, I learn from it. Every bit of criticism, even from hateful people,Praise God for all of you with your comments sometimes. I take that, what's a little bit of truth? How do I fine-tune this so it's more like Jesus? Because I realize I'm a work in progress.
所以虽然批评会随之而来，但是如果你的想法不能改变，你可能会选择不理他。至于我，我不忽视这些对我的批评，因为就算是从最讨厌的人给我的批评，我都会为此赞美神，因为我会从批评我的评论当中找出一点事实，好叫我可以调整我自己，使我更像耶稣。 因为我知道自己还有很大进步的空间。
You're a work in progress too.
而你也处在施工中。
And you, one of the keys is in a defining moment is you have to love the success of others.
在这决定性的时刻，你要学习去欣赏别人的成功。
And you need to know as far as our family and this ministry and the whole staff here, I can tell you, is excited for you to prosper.
拉布说你要知道我自己我的家人还有这个事工所有的同工看到你的昌盛跟亨通都很开心
And we mourn when you suffer.
但是当你痛苦的时候我们也和你同悲
We are for you.
我们是要来帮助你们的
We love you.
因为我们爱你们
My executive staff, our counselors that we have and the consultants that we have are all smarterthan I am in the areas that we consult and we contract with them.
我们所签约的顾问，每一个人在他们的领域当中都比我更优秀。
Every one of them is smarter.
每一个人在他们自己的领域里面都比我更聪明。
No problem telling you that. I'm not, what do I have to know about being a CPA?
我一点都不介意这样告诉你们，因为我不用精通会计。
I need to know biblical finance.
我需要熟悉的是圣经的财务原则。
I don't need to be a CPA. I've got the best CPA. I have the best attorney.
我不需要自己是一个会计师，因为我有最好的会计师，我有最好的律师。
See what I'm saying? But I want to see them succeed.
你知道我想要表达的是什么呢？就是我希望他们在他们的领域里面是成功的。
But if you've got a fixed mindset, you're weak and secure, and you have doubt and unbelief, and you're intimidated by successful people that are smarter than you.
但是如果你有一个僵化不能被改变的思维，你软弱又缺乏安全感，不信又怀疑，那么你就会对这些比你成功、比你优秀的人感受到威胁。
Most of the people that surround us are smarter than me. That's why we succeed.
拉比说，所有在我周围的人都是佼佼者。都比我聪明，这就是我们成功的原因。
I'm smart enough to have that position, which makes me smarter than them.
但是我比他们聪明的地方是我雇佣了他们。
But I can tell you this, with a faith mindset, you're happier, you learn, doors open, success comes your way, you have favor, you're inspired, and you're empowered by the Holy Ghost.
拉比说，我要告诉你，当你有一个信心的思维的时候，你会比较快乐。你愿意学习，门为你敞开，使你通往成功的路。你会得到恩惠，你被激励，而且你有从圣灵而来的能力。
And that's all I care about.
这些就是我要的。
I know you think, oh, he's just preaching about this and that, and he just wants success in finance and business. No, I know that if I keep in a faith mindset and keep this business of all that we do running clean and excellent, guess what? More souls will be saved, more people will be healed, more people will be touched.
拉比说，有的人会论断我说，嗯，我知道他传讲这个传讲那个，就是要在财务跟事业上都成功。拉比说不。我知道如果我有信心的思维并且使我们事工当中所进行的一切都是清洁而卓越的那么你知道吗这会带来更多灵魂得救更多的人被医治更多的人被神触摸
And if I neglect this, then I'm neglecting the nine gifts of the Spirit.
但是如果我忽略这个信心的思维所带来的一切我就没有办法结出圣灵的果子
You cannot be sloppy in this and then just so anointed and filled with the Holy Ghost that you got this great anointing. Work like that.
你不能对这个信心的思维以及他所要采取的行动打马虎眼，然后只是追求圣灵的恩膏，因为这样一点用都没有。
You've got to take care of your mind, will, and emotions and your soul to be empowered so that when you go to the trading floor in the courts of heaven, deliverance comes to people and it comes with great preparation. And the time is now 2022. Let's give the Lord a shout.
你必须照顾好你的情绪、情感、意志，以至于当你来到天上法庭祷告的时候，人们可以得救。但这一切都要有很多的准备，而这个准备就是从这一刻开始。让我们给神一个呼喊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are ready to make a commitment to the Lord and say, I'm going to renew my mind.
你们有多少人已经准备好对主承诺说，我要开始更新我的心思意念？
Yeah, come on. Say, Lord, I'm available for the mind of Christ and His word to abide in me.
主啊，我已经准备好以住在我里面的耶稣，也就是神的话语，使我能够以耶稣的心为心，以耶稣的想法成为我的想法。
Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. It is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. The word says, the blessings of Abraham come upon the Gentiles, Christ Jesus, that we might receive promise of the Spirit through faith.
加拉太书三章十三节开始说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Father God, I lift my hands, Holy SpiritMay it be recorded in my family and my internal thoughts.
天父，我举起我的双手，神啊，愿以下的话语被记录在我的家庭以及我内在的思维信念里。
Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is.
就如箴言二十三章七节所说的，他心里怎么想，他就成为什么样的人。
Thank you, Lord. Teach me. Have a healed heart.
主啊，教导我，使我有一个被医治的心思意念。
Thank you, Lord. James 1:7. For let not man suppose he'll receive anything from the Lord if he's double-minded. I decree I will work hard, be single-minded, and to believe his word. In Jesus' name.
主啊，因为你透过雅各书一章七节提醒我，心怀二意的人不要想从神那里得到什么。主啊，我奉耶稣基督的名宣告，我会全心全意地相信神的话。
Life is not too hard. I'm born again. I'm adopted by Abba Father. Matthew 11:29. Jesus said to me, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
我已经重生，成为天父的孩子，生活不是被重担压垮的，因为耶稣在马太福音十一章二十九节告诉我，要负他的轭，学习他的样式。
I'm teachable, Lord.
主啊，我是受教的。
And praise God, I'm a little fragile, for I am gentle, lowly in heart.
主啊，赞美你，我心里柔和谦卑。
You will find rest.For your souls.
这样你们心里就必得安息。
Just receive it now. Say, I can do this.
我们一起领受神要给我们的安息。然后我们回应神说，我做得到。
Do this.
我做得到。
Good news.
这对我来说
My yoke is easy.
是大好的消息。
My burden is light.
因为我学主的样式，负主的轭。所以我的担子是轻神的，我的轭是容易的。
Lord, we decree, Romans 8:28.
神，我们来宣告罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know that all things together are good to those who love God.
我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Say, Lord, I love you.
我们回应神说，主啊，我爱你。
And to those.Who are called according to His purpose?
就是按神旨意被召的人。
Lord, I surrender perfect will for my life.
神，我的生命要降服在你美善的旨意中。
I surrender. Lord, let those thoughts, those dreams, and those visions be released to me in this next 10-year season of time.
神啊，在接下来的十年当中，请你把想法。意象、意梦释放给我。
And Lord, we decree to you that whatever we do, we'll do it heartily, as unto the Lord, not to man. Knowing that from the Lord, you receive a reward an inheritance.
神啊，我们要对你说，不管我们在做什么，我们都会尽力的做，因为我们是为了主这样做，不是为了人。因为我们知道，我们必有从主而来的赏赐，就是主要赐给我们的产业。
An inheritance. It doesn't come from hard work.
提到产业的继承，这不是因为努力工作而有的。
I can't earn spiritual inheritance. It comes from surrender. It comes from the love of God. When we have faith that He is good, and He is.
我们所得到的属灵产业不是自己赚来的，是来自我们的降服和神的爱，来自我们确信神是良善的，而神确实是。
Lord, I choose to serve Christ and answer my call.
神，我选择要服侍耶稣基督，并且回应我的呼召。
I seal it in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
我以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来封存这一切。
Thank you for Sukkot 5783 to make me whole.
神，谢谢你在5783年的祝棚节使我成为完整的。
I just got the formula.
拉比转向台上的黑板说，这就是使我们完整的秘诀。
I'm spiritual and I want spiritual results.
我是属灵的，并且我要有属灵的果效。
Lord, I give you permission.To reveal internal thoughts, known and unknown, that are derailing my life, and I will change them to your word in Jesus' name.
神，我要请你启示在我里面使我活不出完整生命的我自己知道或不知道的内在思维和信念，然后我会用神你的话语来改变这些思维和信念。奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We will give you all the glory.
我们要将所有的荣耀归给你。
Plant a seed in this good message. Did this help you tonight?
拉比问：今天晚上这个信息对你有帮助吗？你可以为神启示我们这么好的信息，撒下你的种子。
We're going to go out in praise. God bless you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you all of you online for your generosity.
接着我们要出去敬拜赞美，谢谢你们的支持，也特别谢谢。从网络语音收看收听的家人们，你们慷慨的支持。
Know that we're praying for you.
我要你们知道，我们在为你们祷告。
We have much more to come. So if we can help you to be able to answer your call.
我们还有更多的装备要带给你们，为的是使你们每一个人都可以去回应神给你们的呼召。
That's what we're here for.
这就是我们存在的目的。
Because we're going to stand before the Lord one day and say,Did you teach them what I needed you to teach them? And I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant.
因为有一天，当我站在神面前交账的时候，神会问我，你有没有把我要你教导他们的东西教导他们呢？到时候，我希望我所做的一切会使我听到神对我说，你这忠心又良善的仆人啊。
So we love you and we bless you and thank you all.
我们很爱你们，也祝福你们，更谢谢你们。
And Chag Shemeach, Shona Tova.
新年快乐。
And Shabbat Shalom.
安息日平安。